The Shapiro administration is proposing Pennsylvania pass new funding providing meals for Medicare recipients with diabetes and other diseases. Research shows providing nutritious meals that are tailored to a person's specific medical needs can improve healthcare outcomes, but the meals aren't typically covered by health insurance. WHYY's Nicole Leonard took a trip to Mana in Philadelphia, where staff and volunteers distribute medically tailored meals, and has more.
Mana volunteer coordinator Jamie Pizzichetti is flipping through sheets of names. After each name, there are details about a meal package and which delivery truck it's supposed to be on.
I think we have 5 trucks going out tomorrow. They'll all deliver anywhere between like 40 to 50 households.
The meals are specifically tailored to different medical conditions. Limited sugar for diabetes, high in protein for cancer treatment, or low in salt for congestive heart failure. Pizzichetti walks over to a shelving cart and grabs a bag of meals. It includes a stack of black trays, each containing a frozen breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The food was cooked fresh by chefs here.
No truck pack is complete without, you know, 70s classics blasting and everybody's still getting along a little bit.
Every ingredient and recipe is reviewed by a team of nutritionists and dietitians. They make sure the meals are following strict medical guidelines and recommendations for more than 80 health conditions. Mana is funded by donations and grants and provides meals at no cost to clients. CEO Sue Dougherty says they could serve a lot more clients if they got reimbursed through health insurance. Shapiro's proposal of using $900,000 to support medically tailored meals through Medicaid could be a huge step, she says.
You know, unfortunately, right now we have a wait list. Referrals have increased dramatically, and so we just don't have the capacity to onboard people immediately. And so that would be a game changer for us.
The state legislature has until June 30th to pass a new budget. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.